sense of uncommon miracles. Accept that dance in Jesus' name. As many people as are here today, and the enemies challenging them in one way or the other. Today, that challenge must be buried alive. In the name of Jesus, lay your hands upon us. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, all those who are watching us worldwide, let them be candid upon common breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. In loud amen. Before you sit down, I'd like you to pray a prophet unto three people. Look at somebody straight in the eye. Say, my friend, every power calling your name for evil, every power calling your name for evil, shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. Say it to three people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Prophet, I'm going to do it again. So, my friend, you shall arise by fire and move into signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, say to your friend. Amen. Now before you sit down, now professor the life of seven persons. Say, my friend, every road block to your glory. Shall die. In the name of Jesus. Say to seven persons. Make sure there are seven in number. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a single blessing. Amen. Can you look at somebody straight in the face and give the person a big smile? Say, it is well with me. Amen. I have a word from the Lord. So somebody here this morning. I don't know who the person is. Amen. But at least I know two of them. Amen. The first one is me. And the second one is the person who can shout the loudest hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What does the word say? The word says, I will fight for you.
A word from the Lord to
you.
I will fight for
you.
There may be nobody who's interested in fighting on your side. You may even possess no capacity to fight at all. But I somebody who can take up your fight. And whosoever confronts you will be in trouble. This is why these five scriptures I want to give to you now. It is homework. Go and memorize them. Be reading them every day this month. Memorize these five verses. Write it down. Start memorizing them as from today. It is part of the agenda of this particular pack of strangers. Those five scriptures, as you begin to confess them this month, as you are confessing them this month, as you are confessing them this month, your enemies will be in trouble. Don't be lazy about them. Make sure you memorize them. Five scriptures. Scripture number one. Exodus chapter 14. Verse 14. Open your Bible there, beloved. Exodus 14:14. If you are there, say yes. Okay, let's read it together. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Read it like thunder. Make it personal to yourself now. The Lord shall fight for me. In a nutshell, he said, shut up. I will do the fight. Exodus 14:14. You can see that that's not very difficult to memorize. So that's the first one. Exodus 15:3. That's the second one. Why would the Lord promise to fight? Because of what is written in Exodus chapter 15:3. Are you there, beloved? Read it out like thunder. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his glory. Read it again. The Lord is not a civilian. He's a soldier. A man of war. That's why I know. Anyone being waged against anyone here shall be buried today. In the name of Jesus. You can see that. That one too is not difficult to memorize. Now go to the Deuteronomy. Chapter 3, verse 22. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 22. Easy to memorize. Deuteronomy 3:22. If you have the answer, yes. Let's read it out like God that too. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. Read it again loud again. That one I said, don't be afraid, don't fear them. Tell somebody by yourself, don't fear them. Don't tell another God person, say, don't fear them. For the Lord your God, the Lord will fight for you. 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 Verse 39. Deuteronomy 32:39. Sisters, are we there? Let me hear the sister read. Let's go. Brothers, let me hear everything like I'm here. See now that I, him, am.
Whoa, this is it. Wait, I did.
I'm he. And there is no God with me.
This is your Lord alone.
I keep over. And I make a life.
Was it certain?
I wound.
Was shadow them?
And I heal.
Was it good? You know.
Neither is there any.
Was it there any crumb
that can deliver out of my hand?
So the president, your word,
memorize.
Of course,
that is the person who wants to fight for you.
It creeps. Your
part.
It
makes a life.
You the whole life.
It wounds.
Your shadow them.
It heals.
You know.
Once it grabs your enemy,
but the ones it bow down.
No apparatus can deliver
them.
Unless the doctor wants to be wasted. Now, finally, Isaiah. Chapter 59. Verse 19.
Isaiah 59:19.
So, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west.
That was the peril of the world,
and his glory from the rising of the sun.
When the
enemy shall come in, like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up his standard against
you.
Can you read it to yourself loud and tell us
what?
Seven things are needed in this morning's service.
It was your word, I didn't know, make it.
Which will soon come to an end in a few minutes from now.
See, I will talk about it in my brain.
You need seven things for complete victory today. Number one, is wholehearted repentance. Wholehearted repentance. The Bible says, shall we continue in sin that grace may
abound?
If you are in any sin, repent now. Especially when you want to fight God to be by
yourself.
Because once that fighting God appears at your battlefront, the battle is over. So you need wholehearted repentance. Two, you need holy violence. This is not a money to be a gentleman or a gentlewoman here. Heavens have no respect for gentlemen or gentlewomen. This is right from the days of John the Baptist until now. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violence taken by force. The top thing you need is holy distillation. Holy desperation. You need to roar desperate prayers. prophetic. The fourth thing you need here today, violent faith. A faith that is not ready to say no. The fifth thing you need today is violent cry. Violent cry. After the order of blind
patterns.
The sixth thing you need,
oh, you can fight, you know,
is violent praying. And the last thing you need is violent praises. Certain things are needed here this morning. Hold repentance. Holy violence. Holy desperation. Violent faith. Violent cry, violent prayer, violent praises. Whoever you are, whether you are a Christian or you are not a Christian, you can be sure that a time will come when you will come under attack. You will face battles. Come under attack from time to time. When you come under attack and you make the wrong decisions, you make the wrong decision, you get into more trouble. In Exodus chapter 14, which you have read, we see a beautiful picture of some people under attack. Israel was born in the cradle of miracles. And they escaped from the land of Egypt. Only to find that they could not go further. They got to the place, there is no door of escape. The pillar that was leading them had led them to the jaw of destruction, so to say. In front was the Red Sea. By the sides were high mountains and serious barriers. At the back were the forces of Pharaoh. A wall of rocks was standing beside them, which human steps cannot surmount. And at the rear, a deadly foe, a terrible enemy pursued them. Surely it must be a hour when all hope must die. This attack was ready to devour. It is the same thing. Every child of God comes to that kind of situation. Every child of God can identify with that kind of situation. But God said, you will keep your peace, and I will fight
for you.
You shall keep your peace, sir.
And you,
I will do the fighting
for you.
God is a fighter.
Oh Lord,
the Lord is a man of God. The Bible says, the Lord is his name. He is the greatest fighter of all times. The Bible says it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Almighty. It's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of God who is ready to destroy one blow. Many of us are under attack now, only because the enemy sees the breakthrough coming our way. Many of us are under attack now, because I was a time we were too tired to pray and then make
any.
Many of us are under attack now, because I was a time the faith grew weak. Many of us are under attack now, only because your divine promotion is on the way. Remember, the promotion of blind Bartimaeus was on the way, he was attacked. He said, shut up.
What about tomorrow?
Keep quiet.
But
he kept screaming. Many of us are under attack now. Because your spiritual progress is attracting satanic attention. Many children are under attack now. Destined to be great. Many are under attack now. A big blessing is coming to you from the hand of the Lord. The enemy doesn't want you to have it. Many are under attack now. Because of what a mountain of fire and miracles ministry we call envious witchcraft. You haven't done anything wrong.
Oh,
you haven't done anything bad to anybody.
Oh,
but out of just pure and simple envy,
the
witching word gives one. I have a word for such people here this morning. The Lord shall fight for you. He 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 shall fight for you. In the name of Jesus. It will fight in all fronts. It will fight in the land. It will fight in the sea.
It
will fight in the air. So, wherever your enemy is hiding there,
yes,
in the land,
in
the sea, by the forest,
underneath
the earth, when God fights for you, He fights in all fronts. God has used the land to fight before.
He
says you should open up to swallow the enemies of Moses. And tap like that. God has fought from the heavens before. God has fought using the sea before. I pray that every power hiding in any of the stronghold in this universe,
the
grace in the of anyone here, they shall be buried today. In the name of Jesus, let your enemy run like thunder. I remember my friend this day, a preacher of righteousness. But he didn't like him on that street. Because he had this attitude of waking up in the morning at 5 a.m. and he would begin to preach, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The satanic agents in the streets didn't like it. And one day they called a meeting to eliminate him. They gathered together to eliminate him. I pray every gathering assigned to eliminate you, they shall keep themselves. In the name of Jesus, they shall keep themselves. They shall keep themselves. They shall keep themselves. In the name of Jesus. They gathered and he started calling his name.
What's the reason we would call it?
His face was supposed to appear at the surface of a drum. And then they will plunge it through with a knife. And he will die. They called his name the first time. Nothing appeared. Call him the second time. They call him the top
tower.
Then his face appeared. And they brought out their
knife.
The knife went down. Just a split second. For the knife to touch the drum. The face changed. To the face of the man with the knife. And before he could stop,
he
brought
knife
to him. It was one
affair.
The same teacher happened. To any power gather to eliminate you, they shall kill themselves all in the name of Jesus. So when God fights for you, he fights in all fronts. When God fights for you, the law of substitution takes place. The law of substitution. The law will use life to replace your life. The law of substitution. The sword that Goliath brought to cut off the head of David was what was used to cut off his own head. The Red Sea, we shall have been the cemetery of the children of Israel. They
gave
the cemetery of the
enemy.
The law of substitution. Those who threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fiery furnace.
When the
ones that died, not Shadrach, Meshach, and
Abednego.
When God fights for you, that law of substitution goes into place for you. When God fights for you, your enemies are in trouble.
There is
serious trouble. There is nowhere they will run to. The hand of the Lord will be against them there. If God is for you,
the Lord might say to him,
it does not matter who is against you. Everything that God created will work against the enemy. If God is for you,
the Lord might say,
does no matter who is against you. This is a very, very serious matter. If God be for us, God says, who can be against
you?
Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? If God is for you, if God is for you, if He's fighting your battle, He will send His angels to fight for you. One single angel destroyed 185,000 Assyrians.
What?
So you can see God sends his angels to fight for you. Can be a serious problem for the enemy. They captured the brother in this Lagos and drove. He didn't know where he was going. And they got to this forest. They took him inside the forest. And he said what he saw there shocked him. They were cutting human beings like meat for each
one.
And it was a terrible
thing.
They were even cutting pregnant women. For each one.
That you wanted to do.
And was there. They took the third person
to
him, they killed
that one.
The brother answered, "That's a serious problem."
Started
praying.
Excuse me.
You are saying something. That thing you are saying is disturbing us.
So
stop saying it.
Yes or no?
Said yes, sir.
But the bad lover.
He closed his mouth.
He
was still praying in his heart.
After
he finished, he came back.
Let me say, you want to bad lover.
So, Mr. Han,
okay.
That thing we say you should not see.
Oh, that people man so
you are still thinking it in your heart.
Oh, you know what you want it.
The brother now decided, well, if I die, with a loud voice, he raised up his voice. And he began to speak in tongues. And as he spoke in tongues, there was serious confusion. He fell down. All those who were not looking fell down. And a man in white garment came.
Held
his hand.
He
was taking him out. Took him out. By the time he no realized where he was, he found himself inside the compound of the University of Lagos. Somebody was captured from somewhere different and driven out. When the angels have not come to fight for you, they are merciless fighters. Merciless fighters. So merciless. Moses had to warn the children of Israel. There's an angel of God that is leading you. So be careful not to provoke him. If you provoke him, he will not pardon. That's how the angels of praise. That's what that angel made Zechariah dumb. I pray that the Lord will engineer his angels to begin to fight your battles. Let your amen roar like thunder. Say, the Lord shall fight for you. 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 Stand up and say to seven persons, the Lord shall fight for you. Seven persons, stand up. Shout hallelujah. It will turn your enemies against themselves. They will fight it out. When God is fighting for you. Some of you might have been sharing this testimony. That was many years ago when we were still holding our programs at the Fire Balewa School. A woman came for that service and brought her anointing oil. Well, she was using it. But something happened one day. The husband just came one evening. I said, Danny, beginning from today, you are going to be receiving visitors here. My girlfriends. Do you understand?
So, yeah.
And when I bring them, you must look after them. The woman said, what kind of thing is that? The man said, well, that is my style. I've just changed my style. Don't like it, leave. That night, he brought in a woman. And when the woman came in, said, Danny, you have a visitor. Girlfriend.
Said,
cook for a visitor. His wife to cook food for the strange woman that he brought
you.
For the sake of peace, the woman cooked the food. And she thought the woman would go away. The woman did not go away. Midnight, both the strange woman and her husband entered into the bedroom. Very strange. A few days later, he brought another woman again. And he kept bringing them in like this. The sister said, one day she felt like taking a bottle to go and break their head in the bedroom. When she remembered the sermons who preach in the mountain of fire about brokenness. So she didn't do it. One day, she brought the Lord to the bathroom. After the son has gone to work, she went and anointed their beds where they commit fornication with their anointing oil. And that night, the man brought in another woman. And both of them made a holy mistake. They went and slept on that bed. Before this day, the man used to bring in thin women, short women. But this particular day, he brought in this giant looking woman. Amen.
Amen.
All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, fighting started. The seriousness of the blow woke up his wife. This big woman just took this man who was shot at him. Folded him up like paper. Put him on the floor. Sat on him. And was pounding his head with blows. Amen.
Amen.
The man was enduring the blow because he was ashamed to call for help. But when he saw that he was going to die, he cried out, "Mama Junior, Mama! And the wife rushed to the room. Pounding his head. She now started begging. She said, "Don't kill my husband. Please don't kill him. Please." And the woman stood up.
This
useless man. He had such a beautiful wife at home. Roaming around the street. Anyway, where's my money? The man was not even in the state to the woman just went to the man's briefcase and emptied every money there.
And
said, "Useless man." And she walked out into the night. Beloved, from that day, the man never brought in anybody. You shall keep your peace. I will fight for you. Say, "The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you. In the name of Jesus." When God fights for you, He will improve your normal human skill. David threw a stone.
David is so cool.
But it was God that directed us to
do it.
He improves your skill. They may think you will fail the exam. But God is fighting for you. He gives you knowledge that is above that most of all of them. When God is fighting for you, He can even make a personal appearance. personal appearance.
O le fara o ti kara e.
He will appear.
You fara o.
Just like he appeared with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego inside the fire.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bó ti fara o. Láàrin Shadrach, Meshach, àti Abednego nínú náà ni.
When God fights for you,
but Lord,
God can throw stones from heaven.
Allah means so. That's your
He has done it before in Joshua chapter 10.
What is he saying? You know, Joshua will
throw stones from heaven.
Allah will throw you. That's your
When God fights for you,
but Allah,
He can fight for you by thunder.
Only Jafar will do that.
He can send a thunder to scatter the covers while they are holding meetings against
you.
When God fights for you, He can fight for you by earthquake. God has used earthquake to fight before. He sent the earthquake of deliverance to the prison of Paul and Silas. When God fights for you, He can put blindness for your enemy. Just like people who came to look for Elisha. They came to arrest Elisha. But they were asking Elisha, please, where is Elisha? How can we arrest Elisha? They were asking Elisha, how to arrest Elisha? They were confused.
In the world,
so shall your enemies be confused. Why would God fast for you?
He
can command this ground to swallow your enemies. That's happened before.
Why would
God fast for you? We can fight for you by fire.
We
will cut fire down. And fire will destroy every enemy of your life.
Say,
man of God.
Okay.
Come down. Niger said, if fire be a man of God, let fire come down. And fire came down. Roasted 51 people. Second person
asking,
man of God, come down quickly. He now added quickly to his own. I pray. Any power that wants to bring you down quickly, they shall catch fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's why we sing that song. If I be a child of God, let fire fall.
He didn't hear that man calling. Maybe everybody see of the Lord will be no so valid.
Fire fell, 51 people gone.
It does not matter. In your mouth, on the ladder,
102 people roasted on the floor.
Oh, I did. You mean the name of God to the Jonah Kale?
If God takes up your fight,
Jonah Baba is Jareja.
He can send spiritual warmth on the enemy.
Oh, they run away, drink them, it's our water.
The kind of warmth that ate Herod alive.
You run away, get up, get Herod, you know it.
If God takes up your battle,
Jonah Baba is Jareja.
Can ordain terrifying noises against your enemies. When God fights for you,
He
can fight for you by confusing your enemies. Just like He introduced confusion at the Tower of Babel. Just like he did to the
Accepting the care of Hashem.
your victory. Receive your breakthrough. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody came out with an evil man on the body. Check it up, man.
Yeah, what is this?
That mark of the enemy has been wiped off. Thank you, Jesus. And someone here used to have this particular dream that causes failure anytime you have it. I have information for you now. The initiator of that evil dream has been cancelled from you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody over there. The Lord said, everything you have been told in that hospital about your body, about your life, that He has cancelled everything. Thank you, Jesus. So a miracle that will shock the doctor is going to take place in your life. There are people here now. There's satanic swelling in the body. The power of God is coming upon you. And the yoke of that evil swelling has been dissolved. You need spirit of paralysis. Amen. The word of the Lord. Lose your hold. 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 In the name of Jesus. Verses here.
When your man or your girl,
who shall receive instant deliverance, man. From village witchcraft. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you. Like the yoke of witchcraft from your life. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. It's broken now. In the name of Jesus. That's number one. Number two, number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine, number ten. Last stretch. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yes, release, release. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Aha!
Good.
Aha!
Good.
That's right.
Good.
You cobweb of darkness, put upon the face of this brother. You cobweb of darkness, place upon this sister. Catch fire now! Catch fire now! In the name of Jesus. Every organ in the body that is not working properly. Receive life. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's right. This next prayer, beloved, should be prayed with fire and with power. Say this the way I'm going to shout my own name. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Masakaya Boshenera Bokosetro. Ori Bokosoka Pekera Bosheta. That's right. We must fight for you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. Silence now. You belong to the breast. That place is not your habitation.
You are
in life. I stand against you by the power in the blood of Jesus. And I command you to be melted away. In the name of Jesus. You that if you swim in the body, be melted away by the power and the blood of Jesus. That's right.
Yeah.
The arrow fire in your right leg that will surrender and find that powerless. Look, fire! To remove from it every plantation of the enemy. Yeah, that leg is on fire. You need spirit of my grave
to
hear the word of the Lord. Get out of your hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit of high blood pressure, diabetes, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. That's right. You need spirit of death and hell inside the body. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. That's right. That's right. Father, let your healing power begin to flow now. Father, any sickness on your body, this is time to lay your hands upon it. Father, let your healing power begin to flow now. Every infirmity that has followed anyone here, I cut off your power in the name of Jesus. The cloudiness in the eyes, be melted away. The paralysis in the neck, be melted away. The pain in the chest, be melted away. The fibroid in the womb, be melted away. The problem with the lungs, be melted away. The problem with the intestine, be melted away. The problem with the backbone, be melted away. In the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, you see the touch of fire. Now check your body now. Check your body. Anything you are not able to do before, begin to do it now. Something is happening to you over there. Check your body very well. Even though you find that you have been healed, don't let the devil put the problem back. Find a way to put it to the altar here. So that we can pray for you to retain that testimony. Check your body very well before you come out. Check it very well before you come out. You the serpent that has moving about in the body. I dissolve your power now. In the name of Jesus. Shout this down louder than anyone here. That is somebody who needs to shout this loud. I want you to roar like thunder. Make sure your voice is louder than that. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. Begin to scatter them now. That's right. There must be no negotiation. In Jesus' name we pray. Now listen. You need power from the waters. The marine powers. Controlling this lady. You don't want her to marry. You don't want her to move forward. Right there where you are. I speak unto you in the name of the King of Kings and Lord of Kings. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that's the power. Yes. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Every power that is holding tight to your menstruation, I command that power to release you now. In the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Let's try. Masika tondaya moshe. Yes. The cage of the strange woman that has captured your husband. That cage has been broken now. That's right. Somebody has been delivered from the foul odor that is inside the body. The demon idol sent against you to introduce the foul odor has been buried in the ground now. That's right. Receive a new kidney. Receive a new kidney. Receive it now. That person over there, receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Say, cover powers. Entertaining my case. Can I hear somebody shouting this loud? Somebody needs to shout this loud. Let your voice roar like thunder. Have been cancelled now. have a word for somebody here.
The
enemy has been sitting on your promotion for years.
Within
the next 72 hours,
the
power sitting on those promotions shall be unseated. Receive your promotion now. In the name of Jesus. That woman here, that woman, you get pregnant, and the baby will just disappear. They will find it in the scan. You will test positive for pregnancy. Then the baby just vanishes. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you. And that yoke is broken forever. Aha! There are eight persons at the front of this altar. This altar now. Eight persons at this altar now. That's surgery. Fickle place in your body. You may not realize it, but it's going from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. That's the first person. That's true. That's number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Check your body now. 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 Now,
why?
Problems of my father's house. Can you shout this loud and clear? Troubling my star. I want your voice to run like thunder. open your mouth, open your mouth. Baseta katena kaya roshanta. Rimakopanda katena roshanta. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus.
That's right. Father, I cover all these testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Still check your body now. And report yourself to the testimony team. The Lord has done plenty amazing things in people's lives
today.
Talk to them, don't go without sharing your testimony. So that the enemy will not put this problem back. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. Listen carefully. Very soon this service will close. But before you go home, I have a second homework for you to do. Don't go home without the homework. So that you can know what to do. That's a second homework to do. And that homework is going to involve you taking something home from here. Then I will teach you what to do with it. Just begin to thank the Lord for bringing you here today. Begin to thank God for bringing you here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Your prayer request towards this altar. And let your amen be loud and clear. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stretch our letters to you after the order of
Hezekiah.
Answer by fire. Answer by fire. Answer by fire. In the name of Jesus, every request you have written on this paper shall become testimonies for you. In the name of Jesus. And by the time you come back here, you will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Put a prayer letter away. Now stretch forth your two hands. I'm going to pronounce blessings upon those hands. And as I pronounce these blessings, let your amen go out like thunder. The prayers I'm going to pray now will be a reference point for so many lives. To some, what the enemy has been sleeping upon for years will be released to come into their hands. Certainly, all those powers that does not want that sister over there to marry shall be buried within 24 hours. Certainly, the power that has been sitting on the business of that brother shall be unseated within 24 hours. Let your amen be powerful and dynamic. Let your amen be powerful and dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, these arms that are stretched forward, let the anointing for uncommon prosperity, for uncommon breakthroughs, fall upon the hands of the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every power that has stolen from you, repossess your possession, 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 repossess your possession. Every cloud of bewitchment upon any hands here, let the clouds be cleared away. In the name of Jesus, the power that doesn't want you to get that appointment is buried now. The power that doesn't want you to build that house is buried now. The power that does not want you to rejoice is buried now. The power that does not want you to be celebrated is buried now. The power that does not want you to lift up your head is buried now. In the name of Jesus, every chain upon any hand here, every cobweb power upon every hand here, break now. Break, 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 all the powers of toiling and toiling and toiling without meaningful results, I cancel them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say this after me. Oh God, arise.
Oh Lord,
fight for me on the mountain. Fight for me in the valley. Can you say that? Let me hear you. Say it again. Say it again. Amen. Before you go to bed tonight, pray that single prayer for 10 minutes. And don't forget to memorize those 5 scriptures we read before the sermon. Do these things. By the next power must change hands, you'll be a big testimony. The Lord shall bless Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You shall be the head among the tail. You shall move forward. That is convenient for the enemy or not. It is written that you to the hills are
responsible.
For there comes your help. Help us from the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For if I keep it, you will not slumber. I keep it, Israel shall never slumber to sleep. The Lord shall keep your feet and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. The Lord shall never play move near your camp. This is why we in Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace of fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.